Hi, I'm here to talk to you about our CBD oil. Our mint flavor tincture contains 1,000 milligrams of alcohol-free full-spectrum oil. You might be wondering, what are some of the benefits of CBD? Well, let me tell you. It's known to relieve pain, reduce anxiety and depression, alleviate cancer-related symptoms. It helps with heart health, diabetes, tumors, inflammation, and sleep. At Retreat CBD, we believe in you. You can take charge of your wellness. Visit us on Instagram at retreatcbd.us.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the RSA podcast. As you can see, I'm still in the shed and it is springtime and I love it. It's beautiful. So I apologize for any sounds that, you know, come through as I record. I am not going to sit in my shed while it's hot as hell. Anyway, that being said, thank you for everyone that listens. I really, really appreciate it. And honestly, you're the reason I keep going. You know, if it wasn't for the people that listen, the few people that watch, thank you so much on the YouTube channel. I really do appreciate it. It really does mean a lot to me because I'm just starting off as just a dude that wants to talk to people, man. And I know kind of how to work the technology a little bit. I may not be perfect. I may not be as intelligent as some people may want me to be, but I don't think that really matters. You know, I'm just a man that wants to talk, basically. And a man that just wants to talk to you. That's what this whole thing started as, kind of therapy and kind of reaching out to people that were like me. I've met quite a few characters and quite a few people along the way, and I think it's beautiful. I really do. And I would never have met these kind of people if it wasn't for this podcast. And that being said, I want to give a shout out to the Upper Shroom, to the Cognac Room podcast, shout out to Two Black Unicorns, the Black Ohioans. If it wasn't for y'all, for real, I would never have stepped my game up. Shouts, for real. And, you know, just the people that were willing to come on here and talk to me. So it means a lot. Thank you so much. And I want to keep doing it. So that being said, if you would like to come onto the podcast, hit me up. You at 8blocksentertainment@gmail.com, or you could just follow me on Instagram or send me a direct message on Instagram, RSAYSR or RSAY podcast. Either way, it's all good. You'll see me. And I want to say thank you very much to my patrons, Tony, I appreciate you. I would never have kept going. You feel me? I would have stopped a long time ago. But that being said, I don't give a shit no more, man. We here to have fun, for real. Let me stop bringing this shit down, I swear. Patreon.com/ablocksentertainment, which I'm getting ready to change. Now that I said it here, it's going to be 2 weeks, I guess. So it's ablocksentertainment. I'm going to change that to patreon.com/rsay. I think it's just fitting. I've been thinking about doing it for the whole time. I think it's just a logical step. You know, ABlocks Entertainment is something that is a dream. And I think that if I continue with it, it will happen. As of right now, it's going to be patreon.com/rsay. And the way I feel about that is, it's just, like I said, it's fitting. I got, you know, nobody gives a shit about ABlocks, it seems, but I'm getting more people, you know, hit me up for the RSA. So I'm getting more attention, I suppose. So A-Blocks Entertainment, if you've been listening since episode one, you'll know that what it is, was a place for free speech. If there were people out there that necessarily didn't feel comfortable saying certain things into a microphone and wanted to keep kind of a low profile, that's what 8 Blocks was intended to be. As time went on, I've learned that anybody can start a Patreon page. It's not about a network, it's about the person. So A-Blocks Entertainment obviously will come to fruition in the future, but as of now, we'll change it back to Arce. Or change it to Arce. But on this episode, I got Jay Speaks with me. Jay Speaks. He's a Swansea boy. I didn't find that out till later on in the interview, but he's a good man. 21 years old, hip-hop artist, Jay Speaks with a Z, and he's a good dude, man, and he's a inspirational person. He's a coach. Please give it up for Mr. Jay Speaks. Thank you. Peace. You are, I've heard of you through Murkage Music. I first heard you through Murkage Music, and then through this new track called Attire, I believe it is. That joke is fire, man. I ain't going front. Yeah. That's hot. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
That track. I absolutely love making that track. That track was insane. It completely elevated. Like for me, that was when I stepped into a new kind of genre of making music. That for me, that was like a step up from my old type of music, and a lot of people enjoyed that track.
Yeah, man. It is hot. One thing I have noticed, the hip hop artists that are coming out of the UK are very conscious rappers. I can see that, you know, it's like a thing to talk against the government and to kind of fight against your rights, or fight for your rights rather. And but you seem like it's a personal battle. Like you're the music that you're putting out, it's like almost like a diary. And I appreciate that, because it's a mix. Don't get me wrong. It's a mix of what you're going through and how you feel. How do you try to separate that? How do you try to get yourself, you know, to, you know, kind of just focus on yourself instead of what's going on the outside?
So what, in terms of like while making music or just in general?
And I guess in while you're making music, but in general as well. But in first general, off, while like, you.
So like, I'm deep on my conscious and spiritual journey. That's like, for me, that's what like, so that like now it's like kind of, I don't kind of like, before I used to make music to please other people, like not like, you know, that kind of like follow.
Oh, that's the trend.
I used to just follow trends because that's what people would listen to, but obviously it weren't what I was aligned with. And then obviously the more like deeper I got on my spiritual journey, that was when, you know, I just started to dive off and like release music that I actually felt and I actually resonated with.
Sure.
So for me to separate, like I no longer, like I listen to all types of music, but now I'm just like so cultivated in my own style, and like how I express is like, I find my content is easier to write. It's just a lot, it flows better now that I can. And when I resonate with it more, like I actually make music for myself now, and people can see, obviously like a lot of fans fall off because like, do you know what I mean? They prefer my old type of music, which is understandable, but now I'm attracting fans who rate the music that I like. So it's kind of a win-win situation. Now I'm just going to build this kind of fan base where they actually all like it. And it's because it's who I am naturally. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And that's what you want the most, because that's the people that's going to be there with you for long term. It's the people that understands you as a person, not as an artist, not as a musician, not as in any of that. You know what I mean? And that's what's called a grassroots homegrown audience, you know, I suppose. And that's kind of what I'm doing here with this. So I have the Instagram page and I got the Facebook page for the podcast. I got the Patreon page and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't necessarily promote it. I post it onto those platforms that I have. And if it blows up, it blows up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't matter, because the reason, you know, I'm doing it is because it's fun for me. And, you know, and it's therapy. Like, talking to people for real to me is therapy. It helps me get my thoughts out, you know, because, you know, I think in these times of social media and clickbait and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's hard to get your own thoughts out publicly when you're having a conversation. You know, you like you can go back and say, oh shit, maybe I didn't mean that, but being recorded, there's no chance for that to happen now, because now you're going to be judged for that 1-2-second, 3-second clip.
Oh, of course. Yeah. 100%, man. That's,
it's terrible.
I couldn't say it better myself, bro.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, all right. So I know a lot of people in the UK, right? And especially in Wales, them Swansea boys ain't no joke. Shout out to the Swansea boys.
Big up, man.
Word is bond. Word is bond. Shout out. The Swansea boys is wilding out there. I love them. And, you know, Ben Hunter, he's in London right now. I don't know if you know who Ben Hunter is exactly, but... Okay, cool. Yeah, that's so... Yeah, that's odd to me, because, you know, it's small comparatively to here. And
Swansea is tiny, bro. Swansea is absolutely tiny, bro.
Yeah, man. And well, if you look at, you know, the UK in general, you know, it's big. Don't get me wrong. But compared to
the States, bro, the one state is like 10 times the size of UK, bro.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think that's Texas. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so like there's so many artists that I've met and talked to from over there. It's pretty cool, man. And I hope I can hook you up with them, if that's all right, you know.
Send, yeah, 100%, bro. I'm down. I'm doing a collab with this guy from Australia. So I like venturing out. Like, I like making tracks with people. Like, I've made a track with someone from the US previously. He's from Carolina.
What are some of the challenges that you face when writing? Is it something that's does it come naturally to you? Does it, you know, just kind of let me inside your brain on how you write and how you make your music?
So writing wise, I can, like, it's crazy. I used to like over focus on it, and then when I used to over focus on it, that's when I actually like made it harder for myself. But now, because I'm like, I like venture with, like, obviously I like do like online business, and like I kind of like ventured outside of the music with like loads of different stuff, nutrition and just a lot of other stuff going on. Like, I don't write as frequently, but when I write, I make sure that I get into a flow state, because some of the challenges that I received, and I think a lot of artists receive, is writer's block. But the worst thing you can do, what I know, and it's probably the same with you when you're trying to think of content for a podcast or whatever, when your mind's full of clutter, there's no room for new material. So like, that's why obviously I do a lot of spiritual work, like meditating, breath work, yoga, like, and for me, because that clears my mind, and I constantly have a clear mind. If I wanted to write a track now, it just absolutely flow with ease. Like, so I've never actually had like issues with like writing content. I always thought to myself, like, you know, I'm gonna run out of content one day, but I just keep experiencing new things in life, so it's like content just keeps on
coming.
That's
pretty cool, man. So what do you do for a living other than make music?
I do a couple things. Like, obviously music right now, I can't really make anything from it, because I don't get enough streams, which is fine. I don't care about it, but so obviously I have to have other stuff going on because you got to eat some way.
Damn right.
What I do network marketing. I also do online coaching, so I coach people with law of attraction. And yeah, I do e-commerce as well, so like Shopify, and I also do a little bit of trading, Forex at the minute, but not enough to say that I'm a trader, if you get me. But I'm venturing into it anyways. I got a good thing going on with someone. But like, I like doing stuff which has got like a lot of automation, because time is your biggest asset. So for me, like, I like to like, I'm currently planning. I'm gonna do a lot of ClickFunnels webinars. So I'm gonna be hosting webinars on Zoom, like for coaching, running programs, but obviously through my landing page with ClickFunnels. But with that, you have like email marketing in the background, which is automated. So, you know, you're sleeping and you're getting in cha-chings.
Hey, that's it. That's how you do it, man. You gotta let your money work for itself.
Boom, that's it, man. So yeah, and I do Shopify dropshipping as well. So I'm currently setting up my the first couple of products, they did okay, but I'm now on my third product, and I'm doing it with a partner of mine. Like, I'm doing it with one of my mates who happens to be a business partner as well. So yeah, we're doing that. I love Shopify dropshipping. So easy to do, and it's like, it's perfect for it. Like, do you know what I mean? That's automated as well.
Absolutely right. Hell yeah, man. One thing I ask the musicians that come in here, AKA one, two, sorry. What is your plan for the next 5 years as an artist?
As an artist?
As an artist. Yeah.
An artist. Just stay consistent with my music. I mean, because I got a studio in my own house. So it's like, and I people come to record. I'm an engineer. I do everything myself. Apart from make beats. I don't make beats. I will start though. But that's one thing I'm going to do as an artist. I want to be completely independent. So like,
what about the videos? I wanted to ask that. I'm sorry. Your videos. Who does your videos?
Watts Productions.
Okay, cool. I was like, okay, well, I thought you were going to say that you did that too.
No. Imagine I'd be mad. But yeah. Like, I kind of like, do you know, like Russ, you know, like Russ, man, like he does everything himself. Russ does like he everything he does himself. He makes the beats, he mixes the music, he does everything. And like, I do everything apart from do my music videos and make the beats. But my goal as an artist, I want to become completely independent. So right now I mix and engineer all of my music. I do everything myself. I want to be able to actually become a producer for my own music, because as an artist, you know how you want to sound and you know what you want to rap on. So, but other than that, I want to just completely take it worldwide. I want to, you know, reach thousands, because for me, that would allow me to add more value to more people, because I know for a fact that people listen to my music and they receive value. So if I can get a wider reach, like fame is okay. A lot of people dislike the word fame because of what a social thing has done for it. But more fame for me would mean that I could, more souls could be enlightened. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool as hell, man. And how old are you again?
I'm 21, bro.
21. My goodness, your baby. All right. all right, hold on. No, 21. You know what? Yeah. My oldest is about your age, and you know, you guys, your generation has a completely different view on society than my generation has. And I, what is it called? Is it Generation Z or something? I forgot what it's called. But the new generation, the people that are your age, man, are coming out. I think your generation is what's going to change the world. Honestly, the generation between us, maybe not so much. But
yeah.
But you know, I'm really interested in seeing what comes out. And you also said that you are a health coach. What was it that you
law of attraction coach? So
mindset. Law of attraction coach. Now, what is that exactly?
So I help people design the life for their dreams, bro. Like I help, like I help a lot of people around, especially around here. They like, I mean, I'm into helping people mind through mindset. So whether it be like some people, they ask, like they come to me and they like, they want, you know, they want to attract partner into their life. Do you know what I mean? Especially recently, law of attraction has gone huge. And, you know, I know a lot about it. I've experienced amazing stuff through it. It's changed my life. And I now it's been able, it's given me the tools to be able to help people as well. So, and I can actually, the fact that I can make it into a career now is even, you know, it's the same with like music. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a good side effect from it. But yeah, so I just help people. I become the bridge from people's A to B.
So, okay. How many steps are in that bridge from A to B?
Well, it all depends on where they want to go. Some people may just want to manifest, you know, just clarity. Some people may want to just, you know, some people may just want, you know, like bigger stuff. Some people are different and it all tailors to what they want in life. So for me, like someone's like, do you know what I mean? Like some people may just want like a completely new life. So I'll just like, so then obviously, but it all comes down to the individual because they are the only, I could take you to the water. I could take you to the stream, but I couldn't make you drink the water. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I could show you the destination. I could show you the GPS route to take from Texas to Atlanta, but you would have to get in the car and drive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. So you're like DJ Garmin.
I don't know who that is, bro.
Me neither. Garmin is Garmin is the GPS company.
Okay.
No. Okay. So all right, let's say somebody wanted to become successful in stocks and trades. You brought that up that you messed around with it a little bit. So what example would you give to somebody that wants to begin or to start getting into the stock market?
So if they wanted to become a sick stock trader, first thing that they would have to physically do is all we see in life, yeah, everything you see right now is a reflection from who you are, yeah? It's a hologram. It's a reflection from your inner state, yeah? Primary reality within, secondary reality without, yeah? So you get the inside right, the outside falls into place. So if you want to see yourself as a good, if you want to be a good stock trader or whatever it is, you got to show up as that person now. So what I like to get people to do, this is why clarity and all of these things come before, because without space, you can't think of this stuff. So what you would have to do, or what whoever it is would have to do, is write down the characteristics and visualize themselves as that person now. What would they do on a daily basis if they was in the stock market constant? Like, what would their daily routine consist of? What would their morning habits be? How would they speak to people? Even comes down to what would your posture be like? Would you be hunched over? Would you walk up with presence? Sure. What would you do? And all you got to do is write down them characteristics of that version of yourself and just be that person now. Because the reason why we want stuff in life is because of the feeling that we get from it. The reason why people want £1 million is because they want to feel free. Yeah, that's this. It's not for the paper. It's not for the actual paper. It's for the feeling they get with it.
Yeah.
Luckily, as human beings, we can produce any feeling that we want. So
right.
If you produce the feeling of having it now in the present moment and bringing gratitude in, because gratitude, yeah, listen to this. Gratitude is the emotional signature that you've already received something. Yeah. If I was to give you a bottle of beer, you say thank you. Yeah. Because you've just received it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? When you say thank you, it means you've just received something, right?
Absolutely. And you're grateful. You're thankful for it.
Yeah, you're thankful for it because it's just come into your life, right? So if you can say thank you for your goals now before they've manifested, then you're in that vibration of receivership. So the universe like has no other option but to you know, align that reality, because this all starts with your personality, bro. You change your personality, then am I right that your personal reality changes?
So how do you change your personality?
Well, we've got to dive in deep, bro, because we've been wired to think, like, depends on how old you are as well, because if you're like, you know, 30, 40, 50, then throughout your whole life you may have been thinking in the same
it's harder
because they say by the age of 30 your personality is set, because you've been thinking the same way. Like, you've got to become a new person, bro. This all starts with a change, and the way we change is we got to sit down, like, we got to dive in deep and unlearn so we can relearn. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
So that's how you change your personality. You've got to become self-aware. You've got to raise awareness within, so you can, because how can you get out of a prison if you don't think it in one? Do you understand?
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? You can't, like, and 100%. Darkness can't survive when the light shines on it, right? You put a torch on in a dark room, the darkness goes. It's the same way when you shine awareness, your self-awareness is the torch, and the darkness is, like, do you understand? So you've got to raise awareness, because the more awareness you have got, then you can see the type of person you are, because you can't change your personality unless you, like, you understand what I'm saying, right? So this all starts with present moment awareness, because you gotta be presence is the key to all issues. I promise you. I don't know if you.
Yeah, I would argue awareness is too, because
100%, bro.
Yeah, because awareness. If you don't know that anything's wrong with you, you're not gonna fix it.
Yeah, bro. Exactly. Like, people who are insane don't know they're insane, because if they knew they was insane, then they won't no longer be insane. Do you understand?
Exactly right. And I think that I even said it before. The definition of insane is doing the exact same thing over and over, and expecting
the same results. Yeah.
Expecting different results,
but doing the same thing. It's exactly. Like what Albert Einstein said, you can't solve the same problem with the same state of consciousness, right?
Absolutely right.
You got to become a new person. So you want a new reality.
How do you think, in your opinion, a person can do that? Do you think that can be done simply by will alone, or do you think that that can be helped in other ways by medically?
Meditation, bro.
Okay.
Meditation, because in Tibetan language, meditation means know thyself. What meditation allows you to do, it allows you to sit down and just see some people may have different thoughts of meditation. There's loads of different types of meditation, but if you can sit down for the first hour of the morning, not wake up and rush to your emails, rush to your kids, you know, take the dog out, make that coffee. If you can just for that first hour of the day, sit down and go within, then that allows you to do it. You don't need no medication. You don't need nothing like that. It's just pure meditation, bro. That's what's changed my life and hundreds of people. I got my parents spying on me, bro.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Yes. But yeah, meditation, bro.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's very important. And I also think that yoga is very important. That's all part of it too. And
yoga actually speeds up your manifestations as well, because it opens the energy centers in your body. You've got I don't know if you know about chakras.
I do.
Yeah, we've actually got 108 in our body, energy centers. Like, we got main set, obviously got the seven, like your main seven, right? But you got 108 all over your face and all over your shoulders and like your body, right? So yoga allows you to open them up. And when your body's an instrument for the universe to flow through, we're multi-dimensional beings living a temporary human experience. Like, that's what I feel.
I feel like we're just meat bags. That's it.
This is just a container for us to hold
that's
up.
It. Yeah.
We're energy, pure energy, and energy can't be destroyed or created, bro. So, you know, but the thing is, if our this is why I say nutrition and like taking care of your body is key, because I'm complete. I eat a complete raw vegan diet. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I used to. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I just. It's different. It depends though. But the cleaner your body is, like detox wise, the easier like you can, like intuition can flow. And it's the same with your chakra system. Yoga, back to the yoga, I kind of went off then, but back to the yoga, it opens up all your different chakra points so energy can flow.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. Once you open up those, it's so weird saying it, but once you open up those pathways in your head to meditate and sit there and just think and reflect and to, you know, kind of let it all go, regardless if it's, you know, meditation or praying, because I think praying has the same power that meditation can have. So it's like, you know, regardless if you believe in the Bible or in Christ or anything like that, or in God, you know, praying, meditation, all that is one powerful thing, in my opinion. So like we work very hard to society, the world, media works very hard to divide us, but we're all very similar, whether you're Christian, Muslim, atheist.
It all comes down to the same thing. Like they may have
exactly
their,
right.
They may have their all, like all their different rules or whatever, but it all comes down to the same thing, bro.
Exactly it's
like,
right.
It's just people have like obscured it to different ways. So like, it's like in a, it's like everything, it's everything is they all, if you look into it, it all comes down to the same thing. Like we come here to create, like we come here to make heaven on earth. And like praying is like, if you pray with faith is your most powerful non-physical possession.
Yes,
it is the interconnecting link between you and God, Allah, creator, universe, whatever you want to call it, divine. It is the
divine entity, whatever that energy is, that thing. Yes,
it all means the same thing. You could call exactly whatever you call it, as long like it's like it all comes down to the same thing. And like we are like we're everything, like quantum physics shows that we are all connected, and we influence matter. Like we are, like mind influences matter. We're not separated from nothing. If I was to cut down every single tree right now, would we cease to exist? Am I right on?
We will eventually.
Eventually, yeah. So like you can see that like we are deeply connected. Like, and
sure.
It's the same with like, that's why like it changed. Once I read this, once I like looked into this, I stopped treating people wrong, because we're just extensions from source. Yeah.
And
this is why it's so easy to create the life of your dreams, because your goal is yours. You are connected with your goal. Everything's done. Like, so all you got to do is tune to that frequency.
That's the same.
Do you know when you listening to the radio, and you wanted it, and you're like, I don't know if it's the same, but I like, say if it's like 100 FM you want to tune to, if you're like 100.5, it's going to be all muffly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tune it right, if you're really specific with the tuning, very clear. It's the same with your goals. You want your goal, like what I said about the characteristics of a trader, you would tune to that frequency of the trader, and then very clear.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool. And I appreciate your honesty with everything. Have you ever done psychedelics?
Of course, man.
Hey, look, I don't know anymore, but
but yeah. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay. Yeah. That's actually the one I'm interested in the most.
Have you? That is a very.
I have not.
You haven't, mate.
No.
It's a very mad experience, I must say.
Mm-hmm. And I don't. The thing is, it only lasts, what, 15 minutes at tops?
Exactly, bros. It's a mind boggler, because like each time, each experience come like is in the same
realm. Let's not get too deep, but I'll tell you what, if we can, whenever you have, you know, when you're alone and you can talk freely, that's okay. We can talk a little more deeper.
I can go very deep, bro.
Okay.
Like, we're just barely touching the surface here, bro.
Hey, I just wanted to drop in real quick. Want to say thanks to everybody who supports the show. Thank you to Retreat CBD. They have become a sponsor of the show. They are now available in the United States. You can order right off of their Instagram, or you can go to retreatcbd-us.square.site. They're accepting orders right now. Right now, they have their 1,000 milligram CBD full spectrum mint tincture. This stuff is awesome, man. Full spectrum is beautiful too. I advise people that if they're new to CBD, don't take a full dropper. I would start off with a little bit, stick it under your tongue, and let it sit there for about 15 seconds, and then swallow it right under your tongue. You know, CBD is so good for body aches, for pain, for muscle pain, joint pain, arthritis. The mint flavor is really good. It's actually the best tasting CBD I've ever had. Go get your full spectrum CBD mint tincture at retreatcbd-us.square.site. You can also follow them on Instagram at retreatcbd.us today. Thank you. Peace. I know you don't probably know much about me, but I'll just let you know that I was born with petite mal seizures. So up until the age of 12, I could black out at any moment. It could be during anything, riding a bike, driving a car. Well, I wasn't driving a car at fucking 12. But you know, anything I would do, walking down the street, I would black out. I can get hit by a car and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously, you know, with petite mal seizures, it allows, you know, it's a form of epilepsy. So basically up until I was 12 years old, I grew up with epilepsy. And then right around 12 years old is when my parents split up. And then I joined the military. Well, I found my wife when I was 15 and then joined the military when I was 19. And I fell into a deep depression. You know, I was in a deep depression prior to all that. Probably right around 12, maybe even before 12. I got to be perfectly honest, because of what happened to me. But I believe that psychedelics, I believe in particular psilocybin cubensis is something I'm extremely interested in. So I just purchased my own grow kit, and I just got some spores in today. So I'm doing a scientific medical experiment, if you will, on myself, to see how that goes. And you can't die.
No way, man.
So it's like, you know, look, I'm not worried about dying, so we're gonna do this.
I'm planning to go on an ayahuasca retreat.
Okay. Do you know who Adrian Bennett is at all?
No, who is that? I've heard of him.
Retreat CBD in Swansea.
Oh my days, yes. I know who he is. I know exactly who he is.
Well, unfortunately, he just lost his store because he refused to have masks in his store. And the cops came in, they tried to shut him down. Obviously, that didn't work out. So the owner of the, I guess wherever he's renting the office or the store space plus from. Kicked him out, and he's moving everything out today. Unfortunately, he's going through some personal stuff that I'm not going to talk about, but it's all happened in probably the past 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And he's such a good dude. But that being said, you know, he's the one that kind of pushed me
towards that kind of that self-healing.
He is my shaman. That's the way I look at him. I know he's going through shit. I know he's going through a bunch of stuff right now, and that's fine, you know, and I have let him know that I was there to support him, of course. And but it sucks to see that. I don't know where I was going with it, to be perfectly honest. I was just going to ask if you knew him.
I don't know him personally. I know of him, though. I follow him on Instagram.
You got any headphones that you could put in right now?
I don't, bro.
Are you willing to freestyle over a beat?
Yeah, man.
Okay, okay.
I'm down for that, bro.
Okay, 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 okay. Which one would you like? Any beat you would like to hear?
Oh shit! Then
I find themselves like Dory, like a lust in the dip like Nemo. I'm a smoke propeller like a pyro. I'm a propeller like a zero. Gonna fly away like Heathrow. Plant bitch that she got to see. Way back then it was a daily reload. Trying for the green like Kilo. Trying to turn like I'm Kilo. Galley one pumpy like Dino. Man trying to do trust no bureau. I'm gonna set the game and then hit his key. Gonna ride me like a bag. Now I'm up on the front like a wheelie. Do my feet like arsehole. Whipping out my phone. But I'm filled up with keys. I'm a carver brought in vibes. No way to fuck with man. 0 points. Spending time. I'm a timeless chip. Man. Stay from the mirror like a fingertip. Come up around. I'm thinking. Get built up for presents. Universal. Oh, they blue boys. Don't mess with him. I check to make you think. Can't wake up. Don't think for shit. Anger. I digress. From a fight to close the time. I mean, blink. To stay away from rolling, trying to be a chef like Ratatouille. I'm just firm, I ain't holding on the light, this chance is through me. Gonna fly away like NASA, all around the world, I'm Dura Master. Big like Zeus, I'm a girl like Steve, I'm running the path of a cheater. Gonna take me a trip to Neva, top my steps to fit no cheater. Like no cutting corners, but I outweigh my mirror, it goes from Peter Gap. Street like Steve, I'm a man of feeler, gonna put on my sons and shuffle, I'm spaced out on this level. You can't submit my son, I shadow work in the prison, different. I'm meeting with my girls, south of tears, getting clearer. The gas is I got this prison working, license cabling on my street.
Oh, there it is. That was fire, brother. Thank you.
Wired up like electric. Mad City like Kendrick.
That was fun, man. Hell yeah. So, is there anything you want people to follow you, anything you want to put out there, any kind of plugs that you got? What are your plugs, brother?
Follow me on Instagram, Jay Speaks. Everything Jay Speaks. Everything Jay Speaks. I've got a YouTube channel called Jay Speaks, and I've also got a conscious YouTube channel called Enlightened Speaks, which there's no content on it yet, but there will be content on it very soon. Conscious content though, like no music. But for music wise, Jay Speaks. Spotify, Jay Speaks, everything Jay Speaks. Everything Jay Speaks, bro.
Yeah. Jay Speaks with a Z or Z.
Jay Speaks with a Z.
That's right.
Hi, I'm here to talk to you about our CBD oil. Our mint flavor tincture contains 1,000 milligrams of alcohol-free full-spectrum oil. You might be wondering, what are some of the benefits of CBD? Well, let me tell you. It's known to relieve pain, reduce anxiety and depression, alleviate cancer-related symptoms. It helps with heart health, diabetes, tumors, inflammation, and sleep. At Retreat CBD, we believe in you. You can take charge of your wellness. Visit us on Instagram at retreatcbd.us.